He joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Ben. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. Really, really well.
So it must have been a pretty exciting day for you yesterday and busy, I imagine, as well, to reveal the lineup. How are you feeling looking back at that list and who you managed to snare for the festival?
You do start to lose all perspective as you sort of sit and work on this lineup and you sort of oscillate in your feelings quite dramatically. Now you've kind of put it out into the world and seen the reaction. I'm really, really happy with it. It's a great cross-section of different types of music. You know, you've got the contemporary classical with Max Richter, New Order and Bon Iver, going right through to black metal, kind of post-metal in Deaf Heaven. So it's a really broad cross-section, and it's just such a fun thing to be able to do, to put together this music and put it in the Opera House and offer it up to the city as a present.
Yeah, and let's talk about Bon Iver. He's bringing a pretty intimate performance to the Opera House. It's called In the Round. Tell us about what this performance will consist of.
Yeah, he's doing a special series of performances called Circle, and the idea is that the audience is completely in the round. He was inspired by Prince, actually, because Prince came and did his sort of 360-degree show. He's like, oh, if I'm coming back to Sydney, coming back to the Opera House, and I want to do something really special, what can I do? And there's a beautiful piece online from 2012 or 11 in the Air Studios Bon Iver piece that 4AD put out. 6 million views. Really haunting, but it's Bon Iver and his companion Sean at in a studio sitting at pianos, kind of just playing with NPCs and singing. And they wanted this idea of a stripped back, intimate performance. It's two pianos on stage with the lids off, facing one another so that everyone can see in the round. Wow. The band coming on and off in a really elaborate sort of light show. So they've never done it before. It's specially designed for the Sydney Opera House Concert Hall, and it's only in Sydney.
Fantastic. Okay, we'll move on to Anoni, who we just heard then.
Such a great track.
Yeah, amazing track, and what looks like an amazing show. I think it's the fifth in a series called Hopeless. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Hopelessness is Anoni's forthcoming new record. I think it's released at the beginning of May. And Anoni obviously used to be Anthony from Anthony and the Johnsons, mm-hmm. and she has completely reinvented herself with the name Anoni, and sonically reinvented herself as well, because previously Anthony was most known for kind of piano-led kind of torch song ballads. Mm. And here is this incredible electronic subversive pop record put together by One O'Trix Point Never and Hudson Mohawk, two of the most cutting edge electronic producers around. Mm. And she's got this, she's really angry, and it's searing sort of indictment stuff, but it's taking that electronic pop format and subverting it into something really quite twisted and catchy. And her show sounds incredible. Huge screens, LED costumes. It's a really big piece, and she's not doing this in many places. She's just chosen Sydney Opera House and a handful of places in the world to kind of put this on stage, and it's her new incarnation. And yeah. And there's so much love in Sydney for her. Mm. I think, you know, they came so far for Beauty performance, the tribute to Leonard Cohen at the Sydney Festival in 2005 was really Sydney discovered her before everywhere else.
Mm. And an interesting aspect of the festival as well, you're inviting people to hibernate in a pretty spectacular location this year. People will have a chance to stay overnight at the Opera House. Explain how that works.
Yeah, look, I mean, Vivid's, it's the idea of Vivid is to celebrate ambitious and ambitious, intelligent, contemporary music and people who want to sort of stretch the boundaries a bit. And I think, you know, Anoni's doing a fantastic job in her neck of the woods, and Max Richter, the contemporary classical composer, has done this with his latest opus, which is this 8-hour album called Sleep. And it's incredible. It's really great. Max Richter's a big fan of Brian Eno's, and Max is part of this sort of current, very interesting cohort of contemporary classical producers. Like Nils Fram and Olafur Arnalds, where a lot of people are listening to them and aren't necessarily thinking that they're listening to contemporary classical music. They're treating it the same way they would, you know, Boards of Canada record. And he's really gone all out in creating a live performance that you can just lose yourself in. And there's a very limited number of tickets. There's only about sort of 100, 150 a show. And up in the concert hall, up in the Jones Sutherland Northern Foyer, so the point that points out over the harbour with the huge sort of glass bits sweeping, we've got a series of kind of camp-style cot beds, and people will... It starts at 11:30 and will finish with the dawn light breaking through these windows on you while Max and his ensemble from New York play for 8 hours straight.
That's amazing.
It's light supper and breakfast provided.
That's fantastic. And of course, the light show is a huge part of the Vivid Festival. And the Opera House, again, will be a focal point for this sort of stuff, including the mandatory lighting of the sails. But there's a bit of a different approach to what this will look like this year. Explain this approach.
Yeah, we're we're really honoured. My colleague Rhoda Roberts, who's head of Indigenous programming at the Sydney Opera House, is directing this year's Lighting the Sails, and she's got this beautiful concept. She's chosen six contemporary Indigenous artists. Three are from New South Wales, two are from the Northern Territory, one's from the Kimberley, and she's, from their existing work, has assembled this beautiful arc called Storyline, called Songline, and it's about the stories that connect to the yellow ochre trade route that originates in New South Wales and works all the way up to the Kimberley. And she's sort of mirroring this trade route with a selection of artists that cover these regions of the country, and the arc of the story follows this as well. It's being animated into a 15-20 minute reel by Artists in Motion, Sydney Production House, and it's going to be unbelievably beautiful.
Well, it's going to be fantastic. Vivid Festival kicks off in May, of course, and so many things to check out. Many acts, as Ben and I just sort of discussed, and the fantastic light show as well. Going into places of Sydney that hasn't gone before, and for an extra week as well, it's going to be fantastic. Ben, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Absolute pleasure.
Morning.